up.
Talk about me, but I can't talk about them. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Former President Trump's complaint on Truth Social after the judge in his New York criminal case expands a gag order to stop attacks against his family, as well as the families of anyone involved in the case. Trump's been going after Judge Juan Merchan's daughter online. The judge says the attacks threaten the integrity of the case by making people worry about their loved ones' safety. Trump has now posted bond me time in his civil business fraud case.
A New York appellate court gave the former president 10 days to put up the money after a panel of judges last month agreed to cut the amount needed to stop the clock on enforcement. If Trump wins the case, he won't have to pay the state anything and will get back the money. The former president is trying to overturn a judge's finding that he lied about his wealth to secure loans. He denies any wrongdoing. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls it unintended, an airstrike killing six international food aid workers and a Palestinian driver in Gaza. The American charity World Central Kitchen has suspended operations now in Gaza. An American-Canadian citizen is among the dead. There's been a deadly school shooting in Finland.
This happened early this morning at a school in Vantaa, just north of Finland's capital, Helsinki. Three 12-year-olds were shot. One died immediately, and two others have been taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The suspect, who's been detained by police, is also 12. Officers say he used a relative's handgun, and because he's under 15, he'll be placed in the care of social services. The motive, we're told, isn't yet clear. This is the third deadly school shooting in Finland this century. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A tugboat pushing a fuel barge, the first vessel through a temporary shipping channel in Baltimore, going around the wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge. Two more deeper channels are being worked on as debris is removed, and the bodies of four men presumed killed are still unrecovered. Two bodies were recovered last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Stocks are looking to start the day lower when trading starts this hour on Wall Street. Dow futures are down 292 points. It's presidential primary day in four states.
Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin are all holding presidential primaries today. While Connecticut and New York have closed primaries, independent or unaffiliated voters can participate in the primaries in Rhode Island and Wisconsin. Also, voters in Connecticut and Rhode Island can vote uncommitted if they want to register a protest vote. In Wisconsin, that option is called uninstructed delegation. These states will hold down ballot races later this summer. Connecticut and Wisconsin will hold congressional seat primaries in August. New York goes June 25th, and Rhode Island is in September. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another big lottery jackpot keeps growing.
The week goes on for a winning Powerball jackpot winner. With no winner in Monday night's drawing, the Powerball jackpot for Wednesday is currently at an estimated $1.09 billion, with an estimated cash value of $527.3 million. There were six match $5 million winners for Monday night's drawing. They were in Florida, Maryland, Minnesota, North Carolina, and Virginia. Nobody has matched all six of the game's numbers since New Year's Day. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Connecticut and Iowa advance to the women's basketball Final Four and play each other in the semifinals Friday.
Clark pulls up another deep one. He's good!
Iowa State star Caitlin Clark scoring 41 points in the Hawkeyes' 94-87 win over defending champ LSU in a rematch of last year's final. UConn beats the University of Southern California 80-73. In the other game there on ESPN, the other semifinal is South Carolina versus North Carolina State. We have the first no-hitter of the Major League Baseball season. The Houston Astros' Ronel Blanco and a 10-0 win over the Toronto Blue Jays in just his eighth career start. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Urbana Middle School announcing it'll move to e-learning in a Sunday evening email. The school's principal and district superintendent said because of a significant number of last-minute staff absences and not enough substitutes or administrators district-wide to cover classes, they're going to go to e-learning. Champaign Police looking for community feedback as part of an on-site assessment of the department's operations. A team of auditors for Illinois Law Enforcement Accreditation Program in Champaign this week to review the Champaign Police Department's policies, management, as well as support services and procedures. In honor of the 48 institutions that educate Illinoisans across the state, the governor declared April as Illinois Community College Month. Proclamation points out that the country's first community college established in Joliet in 1901. Illinois community colleges educate 65% of the students enrolled in Illinois public higher education. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Good to have you listening. Meteorologist Greg Solier has joined us now. And again, when I said nice looking day, and you said, boy, a lot of rain, you said that last hour. You know what, Greg, from last summer to now, that's been pretty doggone good. Everything. Winter was great. Spring.
Yeah, exactly. I would go with that in the whole big picture of all. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. Anyway, we are looking at the week ahead. Post-Easter, what are we looking at here, friend?
Well, a little bit of everything for everyone, I guess, if you still want some vestiges of having gotten shortchanged on the snow side of the spectrum. Don't worry. Later on tonight, and I think by tomorrow morning at the latest, we may be looking at some of that stuff around. And if you play your cards right, even a colder surface could get a little slush and mush, but nothing on the highways and byways to worry about. And need some dry time, but just don't see a lot of it here till we get to the mid part of the month and beyond. So I don't think there's much in the way field work is anticipated. But then again, we've made just remarkable inroads in eradicating the drought and probably getting too wet out there. I'm sure these tile lines out in the back 40 are running full tilt. A couple of rainfall reports, 157 up the road over at Willard and Savoy. At the dam side at Danville, 202. Arthur picked up about 3.5, almost three quarters of an inch. Taylorville, rainfall totals there over the past 24 hours at 4 inches. Springfield Capital Airport at 2.19, as little as an inch. Bloomington Normal, and again, as mentioned, 4 inches down around the Taylorville area. Kind of a low, the low almost sitting on top of us, slightly west to north. It'll draw in an increasing south and southwesterly wind as that low begins to intensify. There's a cold upper system dropping on in with more rain, and it's filling in quickly on the radar over Iowa and northwestern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. Later on tonight, that will likely be snow. But before then, 60 to 65, hold on good, tight wind advisories up in effect, along with the ongoing flood watches across the area. Those winds will pick up out of the southwest as we head through the afternoon, in particular gusting 45 to maybe 50 miles per hour. Temperatures between 60 and 65, but will begin to slide here during the course of the afternoon and through tonight. And by tomorrow morning, 35 in the overnight low with a west wind 20 to 30 and gusty wind chills down to the teens, and a little snow in the morning, a little rain in the afternoon. Again, 42 in the afternoon tomorrow. 30s tomorrow night with, again, a little mix of rain and snow in the evening and maybe a snow shower Thursday morning. Then a mostly cloudy, cold day at about 44. We should be 54 this time of the year. 48 Friday, 55 Saturday. Here comes the other direction at near 60 on Sunday with a late day shower. A couple of thunderstorms Monday for the eclipse and Tuesday as well. By Tuesday next week, we're flirting with 70 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right. It is the 8 o'clock hour. Our friend Griff Jenkins will call in about 15 minutes. He's at the White House. He's got White House duty today. He's television star anchor for Fox News. Griff is a Memphis guy, barbecue guy, loves that Rendezvous barbecue ribs, and surfer, the only anchor in a major network that surfs.
Now, Stevie's going to be live in Busch Stadium on Thursday, in order to prepare, I'm running the board.
Yeah, so she took control of the board, which...
And I took control a little bit of the guest list, and I haven't told you who's on the line when we do have... A call flashing right now with a birthday greeting. Go ahead, caller.
My little Stevie.
That's Johnny. Johnny, I got
all
that.
All he needed was my little Stevie.
I got that one because, I've been pretty bad. Christian and Riley called in, and I, of course, didn't know. So.
Right.
Yeah, I said physically doing solid, mentally is another issue. Anyway, it's Brother Johnny in New Orleans. Johnny was...
No, happy birthday, Stephen.
Thank you. And you were 4 years old when you brought me home, right?
65 years.
Yeah.
And we had you in the little car seat, which was a basket in the front seat between mom and dad. No seatbelt. Mm-hmm. They didn't make them in the middle. And then Greg and I were snuggly standing on the back seat, leaning over the front seat to look at the baby. And Mary was too little to reach.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Dad was right. He was almost four before we talked, and Dad said he'll talk. Once he starts, he'll never stop. But he was right.
Okay.
100%.
I didn't talk much, huh?
No, you were pretty mute.
Yeah. Well,
you were just taking it all in, getting things set up in your mind.
I think before I was three, I took my tricycle to the grocery store, and I remember it was, I think it was Justin Kirby's dad, Gary.
Okay.
Gary Kirby was the guy with the apron, kind of the sack boy,
mm-hmm.
and I found a penny somewhere, and so Bobby Daly, RJ, said, tell the man what you want. I was like 2 years old in Philo on my tricycle by myself to the grocery store. And he said, tell the man what you want. I pointed at the red Tootsie Pop and I gave, and then he said, give the man your penny. And I gave my penny to Gary Kirby and I got my sucker. I thought it was a great deal.
Yeah.
I thought the deal was great.
I actually think that's supposed to be 2 cents.
Right. They just gave you a deal.
He covered me, but I think it might've been a penny in those days. Johnny also got me to buy things. I'd have a dollar. And then there'd be something that he'd ask. What did you tell me? You said.
No, you like change. He liked change,
coins.
Diane.
I
that's
like
what
coins.
He thought.
Oh, okay.
And I said, if you buy me this, you'll get 65 cents back. He'd go, okay. So. And actually, your accounting hasn't changed that much.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. And then you also said, I blame myself. So.
Yeah.
I blame myself. Oh, man.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Glad you were born.
Thank you. I'm thankful.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Johnny.
Johnny.
Talk soon. Thank you.
All right. So I have one greeting that was prepared, so I'm going to play that right now.
Hey, Stevie. Your friend Josh Whitman here just calling to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for all that you do for Champaign-Urbana, and more specifically for the Fighting Illini. We're grateful for your partnership. And look forward to many more years of celebration and friendship. Hope you're well. Have a great day. Go Illini.
That's after I said Kip Brown was really in charge, so I apologize for it. No, Josh is obviously...
He's involved with spring football today.
Well, that was
that
kind.
Was one thing
very
that
nice.
Kip Brown had said. I don't miss being up that early and going to those Tuesday,
yeah, I bet
Thursday
not.
Practices.
Well, thank you, Josh Whitman. Mm-hmm. I mean, Josh was a tight end when I met him, and he was playing for Ron Turner when the 0-11 team... And then I was asked to be one of the honorary coaches, and Josh was on my team.
Mm-hmm.
I won the coin flip and got the starters. So my team won.
Nice.
And so Josh was always you could just tell.
Yeah.
He was super smart, super sharp, and was great on the radio. First time he's ever was on the radio was on our show.
That's right.
He was a guest sportscaster. And look at him now. I mean, attorney, athletic director, probably one of the most sought after and respected athletic directors in America.
Uh-huh.
And probably could be a commissioner. We don't want to plant that seed, but I would not shock me if Josh Whitman became a commissioner of one of the major conferences left.
Yeah.
But thank you, Josh. I respect and appreciate you very much and very proud of what you've become.
All right. Well, let's get into a commercial break, and then we'll come back with some sports headlines here on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Body and Soul has everything you need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit Body and Soul Sports.
A.J. Croce, performing Croce Plays Croce, the 50th anniversary show. A special night of music featuring timeless classics by his late father, Jim Croce, such as Bad Bad Leroy Brown, I Got a Name, and Time in a Bottle. Tickets on sale now.
Coming to the Virginia Theater Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
And we've got some tickets too, Stevie, as you text in Croce, 217-359-2255. You might be in the seats on Tuesday the 9th, a week from today. When it comes to our sports headlines, WBIT championship for our Fighting Illini women's basketball team, 81-58 winners over the number one seed Washington State yesterday out of the Henkel Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. So tomorrow at 6 o'clock, we'll face Villanova. We had Iowa over LSU, 94-87.
I watched the movie.
Looking pretty familiar with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
Could be a movie someday with Caitlin Clark. Yep. She is remarkable.
Yeah.
She is so good at basketball. And, yeah, that was a really good game. And I'm looking at that going, that's where Illinois is going to be at some point with Shauna Green. We're going to get to that point. But how can LSU have a couple of 6'6 people? 6'6.
Wow.
That's just ginormous.
Wow.
It looks like USC, who's a one, every one of their people looks like they're 6'4. They're gigantic. I mean, I had no idea the women's game has gotten that large, but that's really big and tall.
Makaira Cook had 20 points to lead our Illini. The transfer portal now has Dane Danger in it after we were Elite Eight over the weekend. As we say, go Illini.
We would not be Big Ten champs this year without him.
Okay.
He won the Ohio State game.
Less minutes is what the
Well, he played a lot at the end.
Okay.
You know, so it was a happy ending, but I think this was written a while back, and I think he wants NIL money, and I think he wants more playing time, wants to start somewhere. And would he start here? Probably, but anyway, Dane is, when I got to meet him and talk with him, as kind, nice, great kid, nothing but the best for him. I want him to be massively successful because he's a good person, no question, and really a great finish to his season.
Cardinals win, Cubs win. Life's good.
Yeah, here we go.
I'll just leave it at that.
All right, 8:18. We're going to break for the Fox Business. Our friend Griff Jenkins will be calling in. He's a good dude. No other anchor in America at age whatever, 50-something, surfs. And he's a surfer man. He can surf the waves in Honolulu if he wanted to. And he's very, very good guy. So we'll get him on the phone here coming up. Going to do a little weather, I think, now.
That's right. Our weather forecast is brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Evans Saturday, and this sprawling and still intensifying storm system is centered right over Central Illinois, making its way slowly to the east for the main batch of overnight and significantly heavy rainfall east of Indianapolis. Stronger and severe storms as expected playing out and south of I-70 and closer to the I-64 corridor. Currently, in some of the rainfall totals as much as an inch and a half around Ogden-St. Joe, as much as 3 inches as you get down towards the Lake Shelbyville area. Back to the west, still some additional rains into parts of Iowa. So some additional showers as the day wears on into the afternoon. Can't rely on a thunderstorm. Temperatures will make a run to about 60 to 65 and slide back this afternoon as winds pick up out of the southwest. They'll gust to 45 miles per hour. Windy, cold tonight. A couple of rain showers early. Snow showers late. Low down to 35. Windy, much colder for the day tomorrow. Snow showers and rain showers across the area at 42. A snow shower Thursday morning. Windy, cold up to 44. Moderation for Friday and the weekend. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walt Disney appears to be winning the proxy battle against Nelson Peltz's Trian Partners. The Wall Street Journal says more than half of all shareholder votes have been counted, and Disney has pulled ahead. BlackRock, Disney's second largest shareholder, is backing Disney. Those shareholders are allowed to change their votes. The annual meeting is tomorrow. Shares of Champion X are rising after SLB, also known as Schlumberger, agreed to buy the company for $7.8 billion. Champion X provides oil field technology. SLB says the deal will help drillers to operate more efficiently. Estee Lauder shares are up 2%. A city analyst has upgraded the rating on the beauty giant, citing signs of improvement in Asia. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino. Join me for my podcast, Perino on Politics. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle.
When it comes to campaign cash, President Biden is saying, show me the money. But will it help him come November? This week, I'm joined by the president and CEO of Squared Communications, Michael Meehan, for a look at the challenges ahead for the Biden campaign. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
You need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit bodyandsoulsports.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
He is a star. He is Griff Jenkins, Fox News Television's anchor, reporter, Mr. Everything, the only anchor in America and perhaps the world that can surf. Ladies and gentlemen, Griff Jenkins, you've not met a colleague that can do what you do, sir.
Stevie J, I haven't met a great radio host either that gives me such a flattering intro. Look, I answered a "Hey, you, Dad, late for dinner" because that's the usual treatment I get.
You know
in
what,
the Jenkins household.
I empty garbage around here. I do everything because that's what we are to remain humble and walk humbly
exactly.
with our God. And you are the most unpretentious. There's not a pretentious because you started as a radio producer. That gave you the foundation to be great.
Yeah.
Boom. And you're great, and you're really, really good. Everything you do, I'm very serious when I say that. They can put you at the anchor, they can take you and put you on the board, or they can put you by the White House. And you can do it all, man. You know how to wear a suit. You can wear the khakis. You can do it all, man.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I got a chance to speak to some high school kids yesterday. A friend asked me to talk to these aspiring young seniors as they're heading off to college. And I said, you know, I've been to the border, I've been in every war zone, I've been in every hurricane, I'm going to be at the White House today, but always remember, believe in yourself, be fearless, and go to where the story is, chase your dreams, and so hopefully that pans out, and of course, I should add it, remain humble.
Yeah. No, you've done that, you know, you're in the business where you see some pretentiousness, and you don't have that, and I respect the heck out of that. It's Griff Jenkins, he's at the White House today, so does the White House care about polling, or does it depend on the day?
Well, they ought to be because, you know, look, here you have it. It is very clear that we're going to get a lot more of what we got from Corinne Jean-Pierre yesterday, which is a pivot on the issue of the border and the crisis at the border, which has undeniably, by every data metric, exploded under this administration. But they pivot to blaming Republicans for not passing that border bill. And in fairness, maybe you could add a small percentage of the current state of not fixing the border on Republicans not getting that passed, but it deviates from the 90-plus percent lion's share of why we're in this situation. And they particularly don't like talking about things like that riot we saw, the stampede in El Paso, or the murder of Lakin Riley, allegedly at the hands of a Venezuelan gang member that was released into the U.S., and they just pivot to Republicans, and then, of course, add that this administration inherited an immigration that was broken far before they came into office. But the fact of the matter is their catch-and-release, mass-release program and policies is what's contributing it. Border officials constantly tell me, look, until you start mass deporting people, they're not. You can't expect the numbers to go down. They're not going to stop coming. And now, as we see work authorizations increasing for those that come through this parole program, they're getting essentially what they want. They want to come to our country to get a better job, to get work. Many of them send that money back, and they're allowed to do that under this administration. Until that changes, nothing, I think, is going to be different. And you know, we now got another caravan. It's 2,000. Not even really much more than a drop in a bucket, to be honest with you, with the numbers we're currently seeing, but getting some attention because, you know, they know, hey, their dream, their intended goal of getting into the U.S., getting released, and getting a job is more likely than not.
Well, if we believe that it's the Republicans' fault on the border, we deserve whatever we get. So it's
the... Well, and by the way, Steve J., let me just, because you did ask me about the numbers, and the numbers matter. I mean, in Fox's latest poll, the immigration on the border is the single top issue that voters are blaming or citing as the biggest failure. It's 67% disapproved on Biden's handling on immigration, whereas only 65% disapproved on inflation, 61% on the economy. So you're seeing that, and that's why you're going to hear from former President Trump. He's going to hammer away at the border because, you know, it's an opportunity to strike when things are hot. And he's in Michigan, in Wisconsin, and he's already taken to Truth Social this morning, hammering away on the border.
I wonder what Robert Kennedy Jr., what effect he'll have, if any. I'm wondering how that's, will he get on the ballot? They're suing the heck out of him. Biden people are, because they really fear him. But I wonder if they'll be able to be successful keeping RFK down.
Hey, Stevie J, sorry about that. I was just losing you there.
Okay,
the
I just wondered the impact of RFK Jr. and wondering if that's a real deal. Still there? Griff, can you
hear me? Brother.
Can you hear me?
I think I got you now. Okay. Sorry about that.
No worries. Heard some clicking, but I was just wondering the impact of RFK Jr. Think that's a thing for this election?
Just one more time, the impact of
Robert Kennedy Jr. Will RFK Jr. have an impact in the election?
Well, it sure will be interesting, but I think if there's a telltale sign that the White House is worried or the Biden campaign's worried about it, they sure do take shots at him. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, for all those of us like you and me, old enough to remember the impact that a guy named Ross Perot had on the election, that certainly was an undeniable situation of impacting it. But in this case, it's unclear exactly which way it might go, but it does look like the Biden folks are worried it could impact them negatively.
Oh, you remember the impact of Larry King Live. Now, Larry, look at the chart. Hear that sucking sound on the board. Larry, look at that. It's up to the volunteers, Larry. It was an unbelievable time. It was an unbelievable. And he, for a while, it was a three-horse race. It was unreal the impact he had in 1992.
That's true.
Unbelievable. Griff Jenkins, We appreciate you. I think we're just having connectivity problems. So go ahead. It's Griff.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Some clicking, some stuff. Who knows?
Have a great one.
You as well. Kind of reminds me of talking to Amy Kellogg from Russia.
Right.
When she was critical of Russia during the Olympics.
We were talking the election.
And they, yeah.
Can they do that? Got your little disclaimer out.
Yeah, I got to that. So maybe I should say goodbye now on social media.
Right.
Anyway, it's 217-359-2255. You want to text in. All the texts come in the Fisher National Bank text line. I touched on the Iowa-LSU game, women's game, Caitlin Clark, remarkable. But, boy, USC looks awfully big and tough to me. And Gino Arenado and Gino from Connecticut, they won. They beat USC, so I guess they're gone. Right. I thought they had won. So UConn's in there, but so is Iowa.
Okay.
All right.
ESPN 93.5.
From computer systems to brakes and tires, too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Israel sending condolences for the 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers killed in Gaza after making a delivery. Prime Minister Netanyahu calls it tragic and unintended strike. Knight to the rescue. Knight Insurance of California backing Donald Trump's $175 million bond to appeal his New York real estate fraud ruling.
The New York appellate court gave the former president 10 days to put up the money after a panel of judges last month agreed to cut the amount needed to stop the clock on enforcement. If Trump wins the case, he won't have to pay the state anything and will get back the money. The former president is trying to overturn a judge's finding that he lied about his wealth to secure loans.
Trump posting the legal system has been corrupted and politicized. Hunter Biden's claim of selective prosecution failed, and a California federal judge rejected his bid to dismiss tax and gun charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. First ordinance to ban tobacco-flavored products in Illinois takes effect in Evanston. Ban covers all flavored cigarettes, vaping pens, and rolling papers. City passed the ban last November in efforts to discourage tobacco use because of its health risk. Retailers say they worry about losing sales to stores that can still sell flavored tobacco products in nearby communities. Illinois heading in the right direction as the end of the flu season approaches. Public health revealed Friday respiratory virus levels across the state trending down. Flu season typically ends in May, and they say fewer people turning up in hospitals because of it. COVID hospitalizations down by 20% last week. Champaign Police soliciting community feedback as part of an on-site assessment of the department's operations. This week, a team of auditors for the Illinois Law Enforcement Accreditation Program will be in Champaign to review the Champaign Police Department's policies, procedures, operations, management, and support services. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, Travis and Alex bought a home in Southwest Champaign to fix it up. Their inexperienced real estate agent's opinion moved them to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in the home, thinking they'd get it back. Well, they weren't getting it back. So they found Nate Evans and his team, and things turned around. They quickly got an offer from an out-of-town buyer, and Travis and Alex were excited to be under from all of that debt.
Yeah, you don't want to get that bad advice from those inexperienced agents. It could cost you thousands of dollars. Nate and his team have been part of more than 100 home sales each in their career. He doesn't hire inexperienced agents. Plus, there's that partnership with Zillow. He has all kinds of people that he partners with, some of the top builders in the region, some of them exclusively, so he has knowledge of new developments going up before other buyers are aware of them. These are some of the things you get when you work with Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Get that immediate cash offer on your home with flexible fees. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113, or just an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home with the Nate.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
ESPN 93.5, last half hour of the program, 8:34.
Do you know this one, Stevie? It's 50 Cent. And in the club where he says, it's your birthday, it's your birthday.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know the song. Is it Billy Joel?
Caller, go ahead.
Happy birthday, Stevie. This was a great day when you were born.
Very nice of you.
He's trying an impersonation.
I'll give you three hints.
Okay, one more hint. Two more hints.
Groucho.
What's that?
Barn. Groucho. Barn. And travel team.
Travel team.
Groucho. Barn.
Mustache?
I would have got it.
You would expect me to remember something
mustache
then?
Mustache glasses. Mustache glasses. Curly hair.
Okay.
Out in the field.
Okay. Out in the field.
And
the barn.
There's one person in the whole world that I want on my team if I was traveling and had 35 people to take care of and the flights were canceled.
Larry.
Yes, it is.
And you just said flights canceled. I flashed back to Chicago.
He's starting to twitch now,
they were getting pretty impatient when we've got our group and all of our guys went to eat, and you and I got all those passes while people were screaming at the people. We got a flight canceled to Italy after preparing to board six times. And 8 hours later, they said, we're not going. Yeah, this woman's crying, yelling. It was a woman crying, saying, my mother's dying. I have to get on that plane.
Oh, no.
The guy behind with his child saying, I've got to do it right now. I've got it. And screaming, about to get arrested. Mm-hmm. And then the guy behind me yelling at me. And I looked around and I said, well, God bless you. And he looked at me and said, well, God bless you too. Right in my face. It looked like an umpire argument with a manager. And we were saying, God bless you. So,
okay. Larry. He managed to get rooms for everyone in. Even though everything in Chicago was sold out.
Yeah, we had rooms, but Janet got in one of the five cabs, and her cab went 102 miles an hour. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, Larry, we've got while you're on the phone, I'm going to make a commercial about this new trip that I think is going to be stunning that you and Elena are hosting. This is going to take us to Croatia on a private yacht. Say what? This is way cool. I mean, doesn't it look unbelievable?
Like you see in the movies, you know, you have your few people on this little yacht going through the Adriatic.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, and they have a little dining room. I think the place will hold like 30 to 50 people. That's it. The yacht is yours. I mean, man. When are we going on that?
In October, late October.
Okay, so StevieJay.com, it's posted, so people can take a look at that. And for what we're getting, I think the price is amazing. So if you want to go to the Adriatic on a private yacht with, like, you'll rub elbows with everybody because we're on a yacht. It's like, yeah.
We'll stop in the little towns because the bigger boats can't get there.
This is so cool. I'm so excited about it. I just got to figure out how Janet and I can jump on because we love traveling with the Canfers. I mean,
yes, we do. We love having you, Stevie.
Well, you're the man. We got to have coffee soon, my friend. The greatest photographer in the world. I just, in fact, looked at the rankings while I was talking to you, and you're number one this morning. So thank you very much for living around us.
Well, that was That was your Instamatic environment.
That's right.
That was when the hint.
I taught Larry how to shoot photography back in the day to the point where somebody at a party asked him if it was true, and then he said, no. Anyway, you're the man. We really appreciate you, Larry.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Love you,
it's a great day.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you.
ESPN 93.5.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is not a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is that we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Next week on an all-new Law & Order.
Order! Order! We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Relax.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A seven-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we want to talk about NAMI.
Which is National Alliance for Mental Illness, and NAMI Champaign is the organization, namichampaign.org. Diane Zell joining us. Hi, Diane.
Good morning, everyone.
So, nice to have you on.
How long have you been involved with NAMI?
I have been actively involved with NAMI since 2005 when I retired.
Okay.
And you retired at what, 20 then?
Yeah, approximately.
All right, so what are you doing? You got something coming up?
We do, and starting tonight at OSF Hospital Auditorium B, we're having our first NAMI family-to-family class of this series. Hmm. It's a free class for the people who have loved ones who live with a diagnosable mental health condition. Now, they needn't have to be diagnosed already, but, you know, it has to be pretty obvious that someone has been suffering from mental health condition. So it's tonight and first night. It's at 6:30 and it runs till 9, and that's once a week for 8 weeks. So it's a commitment. But the person who attends this will find that they have a new lease on life. They will learn how to interact with their loved one in a better fashion. They will learn what the brain is going through. They will learn about medications. They will learn about how to find a good psychiatrist. And most of all, they'll learn that they are not alone, that they have a new NAMI family. So it's a life-changing experience, and I hope that people will go to namichampaign.org to register.
Excellent. I'm planning on going tonight, Diane. I have some people in my circle that I've been concerned about, and we're just sort of at our wit's end, and we're just tired of looking away. That's the way we've been handling things since COVID, unfortunately. And because of the time that has passed, now it's getting awkward, and then we're creating anxiety when we reach out to try to help. And no matter how loving and kind it seems to be, it seems like we're causing stress in everyone's life. You got to do something at some point, don't you, Diane?
Oh, yes, and I did that myself back in 2005. I first took the NAMI family-to-family class. I had signed up for it, and instead I ended up teaching it. It must be because I have a teaching background. But we had so many people who needed the help that we offer that we had to offer two classes. And so we were a teacher short. So I have since been certified and trained, and so have many other people. So we are going great guns and making sure that people know that they're not alone and that hope is always there. And I'd like to just point out that starting in this fall for the first time, and it's probably going to be in September, we're going to offer a Spanish language class for family to family. And that's a big breakthrough for us. We have two certified teachers with Spanish fluency. And so, you know, we're really excited about extending our reach into the community and helping people. So I'd like to also mention, while I have you on the line, that for Mental Health Awareness Week coming up, it's in May 1st. We are having, and this is we as the campus club at the University of Illinois, we're having a suicide prevention event that starts at 6 o'clock at Mumford Hall on campus, at room 103. And it's from 6 to 7:30, and people can just come. So we're hoping to reach a lot of people, and especially college students who have a lot of issues with their mental health.
What's the date on the suicide prevention on campus?
On May the 1st.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on. So, again, tonight starts, and give me your website where we find you, and then, again, where are we to go to tonight?
They're going to the OSF Hospital Auditorium B. Starts at 6:30, but you need to register at namichampagne.org.
Okay.
So we hope people will take advantage of it. It's 8 weeks, and you will be so glad you did.
And that's at 1400, I believe, West Park Street, OSF Healthcare, right off University.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it is right off University.
NamiChampagne.org. Thank you so much, Diane Zell, for being on the show.
Thank you, Diane.
All
right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with sports headlines next.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
Hi, this is Donna Onstott with Gale Frerichs Trucking. I'm looking for Class A CDL drivers with 2 years' experience, less with military service. If you're looking for a team that cares about you, a positive work environment, and opportunities for personal growth, we're the company for you. We need drivers with high standards of customer service, focusing on cleanliness, courtesy, integrity, and honesty. GFT is hiring at $1,200 gross minimum a week, home every weekend, and some weeknights. Contact Tim O at gftlog.com or call 765-793-7131.
If you have something you'd rather do than mow the grass, whether you need a commercial or residential mower, go see Andy at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana for thousands off on your Excalibur Classic, Blackhawks, or Z2s. Call 217-328-0562.
All right, sports headlines. Cardinals won late last night. The Cubbies won their home opener. So,
yeah.
Hey.
6-2 over the Padres for the Cardinals, and they have an evening game.
They're 8 o'clock late tonight. Again, you can watch it late in San Diego. They got two more games. It's tonight and tomorrow. Then they're back to Busch Stadium. I'll be broadcasting live from Busch Stadium on Thursday morning between 7 and 9 live. I think from the John Rooney Studio. I think the Jack Buck, the main studio, we're hoping, but Busch Stadium, and it's quite a view. We're excited to be there on Thursday morning to kick off the Cardinal home schedule.
And who are they playing?
They'll be playing the Miami Marlins.
Okay. Yeah. Cubs over Colorado for their home opener at Wrigley, 5-0. They'll go up against the Rockies with a 6:40 first pitch, heard over on US 105.9. Atlanta beat the Bulls yesterday. Pacers came out on top. We also had the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament going on in Indianapolis with our Illini women's basketball team taking down Washington State 81-58. So now they'll play the championship round against Villanova tomorrow at 6 from Ankle Fieldhouse. So go Illini. You've probably been hearing about how it's going to be, what, Connecticut and Iowa after Iowa beat LSU yesterday, 94-87 in women's basketball, and Caitlin Clark with 41 in that. Dane Danger goes into the transfer portal, actually more than 1,200 populating the transfer portal now, and we grabbed Jake Davis from Mercer.
Yep.
Who, and there's been others on campus, so... We're trying to see what happens here as our Illini team evolves.
There'll be a lot of rumors. Some will be true and some will not.
Illinois baseball in action against ISU with a 5 o'clock first pitch. Jacob Schroeder, Big Ten Player of the Week. Congratulations to him. Former Illini guard Bonte Davis passed away at the age of 35. No foul play is suspected. Spring football practice going on today and Thursday. We're gearing up for that spring game on April 20th at 1 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, we were.
Another Fork in the Road 50th Anniversary Tour, celebrating 50 years of Kansas. With all your favorites and deep cuts, too. Friday, April 12th, the Virginia Theater. Sale now at thevirginia.org.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
So we get everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, vicinity as expected. Some pretty good soaking rains across the area, inch and a half, and as much as 3+ down around the Lake Shelby area. Thank goodness we missed out on the severe weather. Lots of reports coming in on that I-64 corridor east of Carbondale. This low is still intensifying, still some rains to the north and west, and as we get into this cold air up aloft, even a couple of thunderstorms will redevelop later this morning and more so this afternoon. 60 to 65 on temperatures, but cooler to the north and west, and readings will slide here. As the afternoon wears on, a powerful southwesterly wind will get going, gust at 50 miles per hour in spots later this afternoon and evening time. Windy turning much colder tonight, shower or two of rain early and mixed snow after midnight down to 35. The west wind gusting above 40 for the day tomorrow. Windy, much colder, a few showers of snow in the morning, rain in the afternoon up to 42. Snow shower Thursday morning up to 44, but up near 50 on Friday, 55 Saturday, 60s on Sunday, and low 70s early next week. For Stevie J, broadcasting meteorologist Greg Solgang.
Yeah, Diane wanted to run the board and get practice for my broadcast away from the studio, and she was had ulterior motives to kindly and sweetly put people on the phone to wish me happy birthday. So thank you,
happy
Diane.
Happy birthday,
very
Stevie.
Nice of you. You have one coming up as well.
On the 17th, Benjamin, one of your triplets, providing a lot of the bump music in today's show.
Birthday
thank you.
Gift. Yeah, we got a lot of good ones to add. So our musical selections are better. So we are... We are hoping the Illini women win tomorrow for the WBIT. It's not the NCAA. It's not the NIT, but it's a tournament.
Uh-huh.
It's a process to go from what we were to what we're going to be. And I think Illini women's basketball is going to be a thing. I mean, North Carolina State's in the Final Four, both men and women.
Wow.
So maybe the Illini can be doing that here down the road.
Wouldn't that be great?
Pretty cool. All right. Well, thank you to everybody. We appreciate you very much. Coming back tomorrow, Wednesday, that'll feature Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Mm-hmm. Get kicked off social media morning. It's always on Wednesdays.
Right.
Looking forward to that. But, yeah, should be a nice day across East Central Illinois, and we'll continue to travel with the portal and news. Derek Piper, I think, referenced, I got to get a life because all he's doing now is he went to the NCAA, has two small children, and now he's nothing but portal, and he'd like a break. So maybe we can figure all the portal stuff out. We got Jake Davis, who's a three-point shooter. I have no idea. He's got nice hair. He's really long hair.
Enjoy the new year of life, Stevie.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
ESPN 93.5. Ever wonder why you pay your bank to have a checking account? Fisher National Bank does, too. You see, they offer free rewards cashback checking that gives you cash back on debit purchases, no service fees or balance requirements. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's so simple. Reward yourself today with rewards cashback checking. Learn more at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Champaign Park District's Dance Arts presents Snow White the Ballet, coming to the Virginia Theater Friday, April 5th at 7 and Saturday, April 6th at 2. Experience the beautiful story of true love as it unfolds on stage. Snow White the Ballet, April 5th and 6th at the beautiful Virginia Theater. Get your $16 ticket now at 356-9063 or stop by the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park in Champaign.
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
ESPN 93.5 WSJK.